The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping, the No Limits Partnership. However, there are deals to be made about energy, and I read a headline from Al Jazeera in these last hours. Russia-China ink deal to build new gas pipeline as they deepen energy ties. Subhead, Moscow and Beijing agree to advance a major gas link via Mongolia. Helping me understand these headlines, Michael Bernstam of the Hoover Institution, my guide on the sanctions regime on Russia for its aggression in Ukraine. Michael, for some time, a very good evening to you. You pointed to the ambition of Russia to build a gas pipeline from Siberia into China and not have to worry about shipping the shadow fleet, interruptions in some fashion, and the damage that can happen to a reputation when you're clearly of defying sanctions by buying oil from Russia, a direct gas pipeline. But who's got the money? Now they claim a deal has been inked. What do we know about it? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you. And let's put it in the context. Since 2019, the Power of Siberia 1, a large pipeline, is providing gas from Russia to China. The capacity is 38 billion cubic meters a year, and now they have agreed somehow to increase it. Apparently, they do have the spare capacity to increase it by another 6 billion cubic meters to 44 cubic meters a year. In 2027, they will open another pipeline from Sakhalin Island, and it will do 10 billion barrels per year. And for years, they've been talking about another the largest in the world gas pipeline. They called it Power of Siberia 2. And the final capacity, the eventual capacity, would be 50 billion cubic meters a year. Now, it will take about 10 years to build. So now they signed the intent that they will build it. It will take 10 years to build. They will start next year or a bit later. The problem for years was who will finance it. It's an expensive proposition. And of course, the Russians wanted the Chinese to finance it because the Chinese have the money and the Russians don't. And the Chinese refused and still refuse, and it is dead in the water. But now the Russians said, we will scramble, we will finance our part from the source to the border. Then it should go via Mongolia, and then it should go to China. And presumably Chinese will finance it, that they say nothing about it. Then they bargain about prices. It is secretive, but there are leaks. So the Chinese said they want it to be the same as domestic price in Russia, which is subsidized price. The world market price is $350-$360 per 1,000 cubic meters. The domestic price is one-third of this, $120-$130 per 1,000 cubic meters. The Chinese said, we want the same price. The Russians said, no, we want the world market price. So the Power of Siberia 1, they have a long-term contract. It is $250. So now they're talking about, bargaining about between $265-$285 per 1,000 cubic meters. It's all pie in the sky, and they will be negotiating. They have time because the construction didn't start. It will take years. It will take 10 years to build. But this is more a political gesture. But the main point is that they lost Russia lost the European market, which was 150 billion cubic meters per year. And whatever they build there, it will not compensate. The Chinese have a limit. that up to 20% of gas can come from one source. So if they build this second pipeline, all right, they will reach that limit. That's it. But this will not compensate for the losses they already have.
The price of oil, the indication is that it's going lower. What is Russia doing about it?
The Russians, for the first time, started to doubt whether they made a mistake when they joined OPEC, because they thought that in OPEC they will add their muscle to dictate high world prices, to reduce output. That was the bloody idea. And now, of course, Saudi Arabia and other Middle Eastern countries, they increase output. On September the 7th, a few days from now, there will be another meeting, and it will decide whether to lift the quotas for the second tranche, which is 1.65 million barrels per day. They've already exhausted the first tranche. They've already lifted it, and they've already reached it, 2.2 million barrels per day. So oil prices are going to be down. And Russia now views them as a competition. Not they cannot reach any agreement with them, and Russian oil companies are suffering for the first time in decades since the emergence of oil industry. A major Russian company, oil company called Surgutneftgaz, which is under sanctions, is now in the red. Can you imagine a major oil company is a loss-making company the government has to subsidize?
The price of oil is headed even lower. Are they preparing for it?
There is nothing they can do about it because their production cost is between $42 to $44 per barrel, which means that they can reduce taxes, but then the budget loses. So even if they reduce taxes, the production, pure production cost before taxes, $32 per barrel. So when price of oil goes into the 50s from the current level of $67 per barrel, and the shipping, because they have to, shipping costs are much higher because they have to go to India and China instead of Europe. And all of that, they will be loss making, and it will be non-profitable to produce oil in Russia, however paradoxical it sounds.
The Russians are taking weapons, dual use systems from China. Is that how China's paying with barter?
There is a lot of barter, and the payments are a big problem because banks don't want to do all the sanctions trade because banks are dependent on the Federal Reserve because they have correspondent accounts with American banks. But so barter plays a role, but generally Russia has a huge trade surplus with China because it sells a lot of oil, 2 million barrels per day, even a bit more, sometimes 2.1 million barrels per day. And so Russia has a surplus. It wants renminbi from China, and it takes weeks and months to process these payments.
If the United States put sanctions, secondary sanctions on China the way it indicates it is on India, would China stop buying oil?
Well, they kind of now manipulated because what they are doing, it's a great business. China and India are buying crude oil from Russia at discount. They are producing, China makes jet fuel, India makes diesel, sell it to Europe, because the Europeans are not allowed to buy directly Russian oil products. Right. So it is a big business for them, and whenever India reduces its purchases from Russia, China increases. So it's a balance there, and China will not give up that business.
It's going to be a lean winter for Russia. Is that the way to conclude this?
Well, there is a budget. Now the budget is in big trouble. The budget deficit is about 3.5% of GDP, which is very hard to finance for them. It's not big, but it is important, hard to finance. Their gas companies are losing money. Their oil companies are losing money. So it's a difficult situation.
Michael Berenstam, watching the Russian economy under sanctions and the manipulations between China, India, and Russia.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk. Breathe, rechalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.